Korea, a major holiday in the reclusive communist nation, the anniversary of the birth of founder Kim Il-sung. And there is concern around the world that his grandson, dictator Kim Jong-un, will use the occasion to flex his military muscle and conduct another nuclear test in defiance of the U.S. Ben Tracy's in the North Korean capital, Pyongyang.
North Korea has already staged four ballistic missile tests this year, and despite warnings from the U.S. and China, North Korea's vice foreign minister, Han Song-ryol, says his country will conduct another nuclear test, its sixth overall.
Do you plan to conduct that test in the coming days?
The nuclear test will take place at a time, at a place that the supreme leadership deems necessary.
He accuses the Trump administration of provoking a military conflict by sending a Navy strike force to the Korean Peninsula and continuing U.S. military exercises in South Korea.
Do you believe the United States wants to attack North Korea?
If the U.S. comes up with a dangerous military option, then the first card is in our hands. We'll deal with it with our preemptive strike. This means war.
So you're saying if you feel that North Korea is going to be attacked, you will use nuclear weapons?
Of course.
China, which is North Korea's main ally and trading partner, said today that there would be no winners in a war, and both sides should stop threatening each other. North Korea says they are ready for both war and peace, and their vice minister suddenly spoke English to make his point clear.
Hope for the best, but prepared for the worst.
The vice minister did stress that North Korea would not launch a preemptive strike unless it felt a real threat of attack from the United States. Tomorrow is a major holiday here in North Korea, and there is some concern that the country might use the opportunity to launch new missiles or conduct a nuclear test.
Ben Tracy in Pyongyang, thanks.